That umpire was horrendous, and you never hear me complain about that. But that's not necessarily why the Yankees lost. Painful loss. Listen, here's the thing for me, though, Sal. It's really been about these 12. It's been about the next 12 games, two of which have already happened here, three with Houston, three with Toronto, obviously the Tigers, and three with the Red Sox. Like, the Yankee fan will not feel good, like completely sold on this team, unless they get 9-3 or 8-4 or even better than that over the next 12 games. But, see, I don't have the same mindset as most Yankee fans pertaining to this team. The Yankees can lose no more games the rest of the way against these very good teams that they'll see in the playoffs here and go 11-1 in totality, and I still don't know what to expect. Because think about this. We've talked about how much the game has changed and the elements of the Yankees that we really believe in and like and the elements that we don't really fully trust. So I get it. Like, last night stunk because it felt like a playoff game. It's the Astros. They're playing better baseball.
Yeah, they were in control.
They had a lead. They flushed it down the chute. I don't like Aaron Boone pulling Will Warren. He had 70 pitches. What are you doing? So I did not like that. I would criticize Aaron with that. And there were a lot of things to unpack. We'll certainly do that here. But I just think that big picture, it doesn't matter. Honestly, let me take that. It doesn't matter that I don't mean it doesn't matter that they didn't win. But the Yankees, really like everybody, will be defined what happens in October.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to.
The issue that I would have is that, like I said, the feel was, hey, Yankees going to take the first two here in Houston. They mean business. Things are different now versus last time versus good teams, whatever it may be. And in my mind, I'm starting to think forward to, oh, here we go, Yankees, Blue Jays, Yankees, Red Sox, like, this is what it's about. The Yankees are going to show us something different here. Now, their loss last night does not take away the fact that they still could be the best team in the American League. They still could get to a World Series. Their offense is still elite. So there are still a lot of pieces in place. However, it was a harsh reminder that when a lot of us started to let our mind go to, holy cow, you start to get excited about the Yankees and thinking this could be different. This could be, maybe they're better than I thought they were going to be. Look at this. We're going to take the first two from the Astros. Just when you really, truly started to believe. Because even after the first win, there was still maybe some doubt. You really started to believe. And then that happens last night and they completely fall apart. And it was a litany of things. Whether it's Stanton in left field, he can't be out there. Like, those things, they try to minimize that. They all add up. A pass ball leading to a run.
Wells has to keep that in front of him.
Yeah,
has to.
Like, and he doesn't because
the balk. I don't think that was a balk.
No,
I really don't.
Now, I will say this, too. And you and I are consistent about this. I don't make excuses with the umpire. He clearly had an issue with the Yankees.
Yes, he did.
Like,
yes, he did.
It was over the top. He screwed Devin Williams. Williams has been bad this year. We know that. He's also had some bad luck. Last night, he got screwed. Now, I thought that Boone should have got him out of the game earlier. He rode with Williams, and then you thought maybe there was a point where he was going to get out of it. The ump didn't do him any favors, but I would have pulled Williams sooner if I were Aaron Boone, so that was an issue. But the ump was horrible last night. Point is, there are a lot of things to break down from last night. Big picture, still shouldn't be alarming concerns with the Yankees because we know what they are. But just when you thought maybe it's going to be different, a lot of those issues reared their ugly head.
They did, and that's why the Yankees are an imperfect team like everybody else in baseball. I still feel good about the Yankees. I haven't felt great about the Yankees all year. Maybe at the beginning of the year I felt better than I did at various points, but I don't think anybody heard me say once this year that I think the Yanks are going to win the World Series. Hell, I was talking in March. I wasn't even sure if the Yanks were going to win the division.
Right.
I've said that a million times here. So
it still might not. I mean, no, I know.
I mean, they might. They might not. They're going to be in the playoffs. And obviously, if Judge hits and Stanton, and you get the horses up front with Fried and Schlittler, you know, and the bullpen does its job, the Yankees could very well win a couple of playoff series and maybe get back to the World Series. But, you know, the umpiring, this is a problem here. The umpires, they think that they are the story. Nobody comes to see you. Just honestly, just be invisible. Do your job. And the way, now, I don't mean that they should just sit there and take it if Aaron Boone or anybody is dropping F-bombs in their face, spitting on them.
Boone got out of control and so did Jazz. But
I didn't think Jazz was out of control. First of all, Jazz was right. Yeah. That ball's absolutely off the plate.
I'm not saying they're wrong. I thought they both were out of control.
I don't think so. Now, Boone went from 0 to 90 quick in terms of what we saw verbally, but there were the incremental buildup on all of the calls that this dope behind home plate missed. It just set him off here. So, again, you'd rather not get tossed for the seventh time, but I'd rather go down swinging. So I had no issue with that. I thought that Boone, you know, really, he was pissed.
Man.
You could tell he was angry. And he had a right to be, is what I'm saying. That umpire was awful.
I want to be clear. They were in the right. Jazz, Aaron Boone, Williams were in the right. I do think Boone went a little over the top out of control, and that sets a bad example for Jazz, who then he feels like he could get out of control. We've seen this a couple of times, and I thought it was just over the top. They were both right, understood. Mm-hmm. I thought the ump was screwing the Yankees. Like, my initial thought was, and I know a lot of people, you know, the conspiracy theorists, oh, this guy's on the take. Like,
this guy's on the take?
Yeah, I swear that's what I'm thinking.
Well, like, there were pictures going around this morning or last night with him and his buddy. They're wearing Red Sox shirts.
Well,
the guy's a Red Sox fan.
I don't think that
100% factored in last night.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on.
I'm with you. I believe that his Red Sox fandom, as tempered as it may be now, as he's got a professional. If you have a call that you think is borderline.
Of course. It's an inherent bias. It's like me. It's like having a picture with me and my buddy tailgating for the Jets Patriots, and then I'm an official.
Right.
I'm the lines judge, and the Jets are playing the Patriots.
Right. You're on
what do you think I'm
going to
do?
The Patriots and all
it still wouldn't matter. Jets would still lose.
I still think they were a little bit over the top, out of control. However, I think it was justified. Yanks got screwed. It's not why they lost the game.
Yep.
Certainly didn't help.
Okay, now here's the thing, too. Like, just to finish the thought about the umpires and this complexion that they have, not even the guy from last night who was awful. We all know that, right? And we could agree to disagree. Boone too much, Jazz, whatever. Yeah. The umps missed the calls, and I have no problem firing back, right. But I hear what you're saying. It's the problem with today's umpires, and you see this in officials in the NBA as well, they have been, like, for whatever reason, maybe because they know they're going to be on TV and they're going to get a million clicks on social media, so they don't want to look like they're getting punked and they're allowing people to push them around. But these guys come out way too aggressive and way too, almost like proactively searching for conflict. And they said it last night when I could actually hear the game on Amazon. And I know Marash was dealing with this. I'm saying to myself, what the hell's wrong with the Wi-Fi in my house? I have no issues with the Wi-Fi. I can't wait to watch this game. You know, Stanton hits a moonshot. Wells goes two-run bomb the other way. Will Warren was pitching very well. And all night, it's cutting out. I felt like I was trying to email somebody from 1999 on AOL. It was just horrendous. So the coverage and the ability to watch the game really frustrated me, really. But when you see these umpires, Sal, you could just tell, like, they rip off their mask and they're looking. Dude, just get behind the catcher. Just let the manager chirp a little bit. If it gets out of hand, give them the thumb. But these guys look for problems, and it's a problem.
Which I would think they wouldn't, because they're going to be embarrassed. Most of the time, they're in the wrong. When we could see everything, and players and umps, players and managers can also see the replay stuff, whatever it may be, you see the square, or they're being told, like, that pitch was in the zone, what are you doing? The umps eventually are made to look like fools. Like, that guy last night, he's got to be mortified.
He's
got to be going to bed sick to him. Yeah, like, his job should be in jeopardy. That's how bad he was.
How many blown calls he had? Because I actually had the number for you.
What was it, like 21?
21.
And 15 were against the Yanks?
There were 21 calls that were deemed by whomever does this, right? That they were the incorrect call. 15, you're right, of the 21 went against the Yankees.
Yeah, I mean,
imagine that's a playoff game last night.
And then they're going to be
imagine that?
And like you said, pictures floating around with him and the Red Sox. Yeah. Like, I think he's going to be some kind of... These guys do get reprimanded, right? When they're not...
Well, they get graded every single night. And then obviously it impacts and affects what postseason responsibilities you have. Like, if you're lowly graded, if you will, you're not going out there for the league championship series. So this guy hopefully is relegated to, you know, the White Sox and the Twins here of September, not the Yankees and the Jays or whatever.
And the issue with him last night, like, all umpires are going to have certain issues. Like, nobody's perfect, especially nowadays where we can see all the replays. We see the strike zone box. So it's magnified now how bad that they are, how many times that they miss. The problem with last night's guy is he was inconsistent. You can't call the game one way for 6-7 innings and then all of a sudden change it up. Like, that's absurd. That's why I'd have a big issue if I were Boone Williams or even Jazz Chisholm on that last at-bat there. So that, to me, would be like, hey, dude, why'd you change? You were calling the pitch a strike the whole game.
Mm-hmm.
Why'd you change? That's what they were talking about on the broadcast.
That's an outstanding point. And I heard part of that when my TV wasn't flickering. And you're right. And it's the same thing in the NBA. NBA. If you're going to let them get after it and, you know, set hard screens and foul and swallow the whistle, and all of a sudden, you know, you got a little ticky-tack fouls here and there, you're like, what are you doing? Like, this is not the tone that was established here. So everybody, listen, they're not robots yet. We'll soon have the automation. So they're human beings, and there is an inherent flaw because we're not perfect. We're going to make mistakes here. But it's unacceptable to establish, you know, one strike zone in the middle of early for the first 70% of the game and then just blatantly, radically flip it because now you confuse players and that's the last thing you can have.
All right, so before we get to the phones, what would be your, because there's a lot there obviously from last night's game. What would be your one concern that you saw last night?
Yeah, I already have it.
Long term.
Devin Williams, the first at bat annoyed the hell out of me. Change up, change up, change up. Fourth pitch. I mean, do you think Correa is saying he's going to probably throw me a fastball at some point? Which he does, which Correa lasers to right field, sets the entire tone. And I understand there were a lot of pitches, especially up in the zone and in to lefties, that were strikes that were not called strikes. But there's just something about him that spooks me. He doesn't elicit any sort of confidence in me. I didn't love it. Hoffman was a changeup guy, and I know his changeup's better than Hoffman's, but if your primary pitch is a changeup in October, that always worries me because if you're getting squeezed a little bit or, you know, the umpire's not good or you don't have the feel for the changeup, even though it is, you know, he throws 95, it's flat and it's not effective. It's not real gas. So if his changeup's not on, Devin Williams is going to get rocked. And the other thing that Devin Williams has yet to really prove to us, which, and the onus is on him, not us, it's on him. He has not proven, at least to me, that when things go awry, in a big spot, he is able to buckle down and get the big outs. He worries me more than Judge hitting October, the Yankees starters, even Volpe at shortstops, certain elements of the Yankees defense. It's Devin Williams.
Yeah, see, for me, there are two issues, the bullpen or the defense. Now, I'm not going to focus on Williams. What about Luke Weaver? What about Doval? Like,
Doval, to me, is not going to be in there in a fourth, five-four game.
But you could also remove Williams from that situation.
Yeah.
So, like, to me, that's not the biggest issue. And I could be wrong here. I just can't deal with the sloppiness. Now, there is a counter to it. Well, Stanton's not going to be in left field in the postseason. But they do have to get Judge back healthy. Like, he still hasn't come back yet. We thought he was going to come back weeks ago. He's coming back in St. Louis, coming back into the Red Sox. Still not back yet. Now, once he comes back, then you should be able to have an outfield with Bellinger, Grisham, Judge. You would think that that should eliminate some of the problems. I'm not so sure about Volpe. I'm not so sure about Jazz in a big spot, and certainly not catching. Like, that is a major issue that just gets overlooked. Wells misplayed that ball, but he's being taught to catch the way he is. Ben Rice, same thing. In a big spot in the postseason, the Yankees' little things, they add up.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think there's enough margin for error. So those would be my two concerns. My primary concern, you know, the bullpen overall and the sloppiness that the Yankees play with consistently. And I think that would be the number one issue for me come playoff time.
I can point out what worries me. You just did the same thing here. I think the bottom line is that there are debatable points, and there are multiple things. Even though the Yankees have a tough, like, let's not bury the lead completely. Yanks have been playing very well.
Yeah.
But these are the times of measurement. The Astros, Toronto, the Tigers, the Red Sox, teams the Yankees have not played well against. They've beaten up bad teams, and they've thumped them big. So they put themselves in a position to be a playoff team, which they will be. But there are several things that people can latch onto and say, this worries me. And when you have more than one of those things, it's fair to wonder, you know, can this team win a World Series, which is what I've asked all year. And every time I ask the question, my answer is no. That's what I've always said. Hopefully I'm wrong. October magic, you never know. But they got some flaws. We know it.
BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire, remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Eric is in Rivervale, New Jersey. What's up, Eric?
BT, Sal. Morning, gents.
What's up?
What's up, buddy?
Oh, man, I have so much you guys covered there. That is, I mean, it's like you were in my brain. That's exactly what I was thinking. I don't think I've been more frustrated watching a baseball game than I was watching that Yankees game last night. And I tried very hard not to get necessarily emotional, but last night I wanted to break my television. It was so frustrating for a million different reasons, but and probably the biggest was the ump, which I never necessarily want to hang my hat on the fact that the ump was absolutely horrendous. I mean, I never want to feel that way, but last night it was a joke. And Sal, you hit it. The inconsistency is the problem. I mean, it was completely different the first six innings from the last three. It was absolutely a joke. But, you know, for me, to like overall with these Yankees, the biggest concern I have is the bullpen. I mean, it is Devin Williams. Like, I thought we had potentially ironed that out in putting him in places that were not high leverage. Last night, he could not throw anything other than a changeup. And you know, like, I know it sitting on my couch that if he's throwing three, four changeups in a row, he doesn't have it. So, of course, the other guys know that. And, of course, they're going to hit lasers. As soon as he throws that fastball, it's over. And then you've got to go to Duvall. And then the problem with Duvall is that he can't throw a strike. And then the balk call was absolutely a joke. Yeah. Like, I mean, the fact that we walked in a run and then we give up another run on a balk, I mean, it was the most quirky game. And then I agree with you, BT, the experience in and of itself, like whatever it is with their streaming service, is also a joke. So, like, all of those things were just
night,
like, yeah. It was a rough night, man. Yeah. It really, really was.
Yeah.
And I think if we could sort out that bullpen, I don't know what the answer is. I mean, Devin Williams and Duvall are a problem. And I don't know what those middle inning relievers are going to be for
even,
us.
Even Weaver. Even Weaver, Eric, and thank you for the call. I'm not saying Weaver's a problem. He's not lights out the way that he was at his peak last year. And maybe a little bit of the bloom fell off the rose in the postseason when he got hit hard a little bit. I'm not. This year he has been hit hard.
He's not Mo. Let's put it that way. I mean, understood. The guy's fallible, and you got to worry a little bit with Luke Weaver and hope that he's on.
Right, but if he's not on, then they're in big trouble because if you can't count on Duvall,
I know,
and you can't count on Williams, you can't have just one guy with Bednar, and even he's not Mo.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
No, I hear you.
So they're not even Diaz, honestly. Like, even with Diaz, who's had his own faults at least this year. Now, again, in a big spot, who knows? All it takes is one blown save, and it could derail the entire season like it did with Williams a year ago with Milwaukee. But the Yankees, they do have a bullpen problem right now.
They do. I'm going to say this, though, and which the first 17, 18 minutes has been littered and laced with complaints and anger and a lot of things. Last night was rough. Honestly, I agree with Eric. Like, I don't really get that worked up over a regular season baseball game, but I'm with you guys. I was pissed, man, for all the reasons I said, including the inability to watch the game without interruptions. But here's the one thing that, you know, I don't know if you have complete confidence, but you've got to have some. Would it surprise anybody if the Yankees come back and look good today and take 2 out of 3?
No, I think they're,
you know what I mean?
Their offense has been terrific. I mean, that's the thing. And then the other question, and maybe this is the biggest question of all, is the offense going to be able to do what they do in the regular season and the postseason? That's been the question with the Yankees forever. So, yeah, nobody's going to be surprised if they win tonight or beat the Blue Jays. I told you. I mean, even when they were at their worst, I still believe the Yankees are going to win the division. It's not surprising to me when they have success. It's also not, like, I think we know what the Yankees are. They are a team that can bludgeon you to death with their bats, a bully team that does very well against bad teams and can have success against good teams, but also is a team that is sloppy and inconsistent at times. They don't have a great bullpen. The starting pitching can be inconsistent at times, and the defense
could also be dominant, though. Yeah. I mean, sometimes starting pitching is really good.
But that's inconsistent.
The two guys might win 20 games. Yeah. I mean, between Freeman and Rodon. It was filthy.
You were more worried about Max Fried than I was.
Well, because
Rodon, take him out. He is the epitome of inconsistency.
I'm not saying to give him the ball to Rodon game one, right. But I mean, Rodon is a guy who's going to give you quality innings. Dude, his numbers are actually filthy. I don't trust him. I've always said that. You know, it's about like a playoff spot, but I'm not even worried about the starting staff. Right. I mean, I needed to see Max Fried get back and stabilize things. Right. He had three great starts. Yeah. He was getting rocked for a while, so I was just reacting to what he was showing me. It wasn't like a lack of trust. It was, what are you doing? Why have these last 15 starts stunk after you looked like, you know, Ron Guidry for the first month or so? Point is, I think the Yankees starters will be really good. I do, because Schlittler's going to start a playoff game. It's the bullpen, and depending upon how they configure the defense, it's still a little shaky.
And I think we're going to learn more about the Yankees, not tonight against the Astros. I think it's going to be against the Blue Jays once and for all. They've struggled against the Blue Jays. They've struggled against the AL East and the Red Sox, too. That's going to be the, all right, what are we made of here? What are we looking at with this Yankee team? Because I think they're better than the Blue Jays.
You've said that for a while, but I haven't agreed. Right. I can see them actually finishing better and maybe ultimately being better, but I haven't come to that. I haven't come to that conclusion yet.
And
I haven't.
If they get beat by the Blue Jays and Red Sox again, that to me would hurt my confidence going into the postseason, regardless of where they finish the regular season.